Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss what is on the minds of many people these days, and that's the recent announcement by the President of the United States in his State of the Union address about the moonshot project, a major focus by the government and others on finding a cure for cancer. There's been a lot of commentary about this, some of it very positive and some of it not so positive. A commentary in the New York Times said questioned this conversation and that we've had a war on cancer and this kind of efforts, and obviously there hasn't been a cure for cancer. I would like to make one very general observation. I think the focus of this conversation on finding a cure for cancer is a bit misplaced. We certainly know that cancer now is not one disease, it's not 100 diseases, it's not 1,000 diseases, it's tens of thousands of different diseases based on unique molecular characteristics of cancer with an individual patient. So the idea of finding a cure for an illness is I believe, somewhat misplaced. However, I think the concept of a moonshot is very, very valid. What we are now talking about is an incredible, incredible era in front of us where we actually have the ability to make enormous strides forward based upon our increasing knowledge of the molecular biology of individual cancers. And the idea that we would create an infrastructure that would make it possible to move advances forward so much faster that we could get all governmental agencies working in sync, as one might, for example, with a unified focus on landing a man on the moon. Let's get the academics to work together. Let's the government work together. Let's get all industry to work together. Come up with a strategy that will reduce, or I would argue, eliminate the unnecessary barriers to moving new ideas, new products, into the testing phase, not proving they're going to work because we don't know what the testing will show. But instead of taking 3, 5, 10 years to test new drugs, let's get this done in 6 months, year maximum. We know, for example, that 2% of cancer patients participate in clinical trials. There's many reasons for this. But just think, if we got to 20% of cancer patients because we reduced the barriers, that's still only 1 in 5 patients, but it's 10 times more individuals who, if they would agree, and if they think this therapy might help them, I suspect they will agree, we will be able to advance our knowledge so much faster. That, to me, is what the moonshot is all about. It is reducing barriers, creating an infrastructure to make it possible that this incredible new world of molecular medicine can be translated into new strategies that will benefit patients with cancer now and who will develop cancer, unfortunately, in the future. And I thank you for your attention.